Welcome to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. He's a counselor and coach, and your advocate for the family. So you're cruising down the road, the top's down, life's good, and then out of nowhere, your check engine light comes on. Aw, man! And the problem is, when it comes on, it's usually too late. But what about the check engine light on your dashboard? Is there something in your life that needs your attention? Then give Dr. Randy a call. 1-888-888-1717. Again, that's 1-888-888-1717. Now, from the Intentional Living Center, where we want to help you be intentional for your life, here's Randy.
All right. Thank you much, Kurt, and welcome to the Intentional Living Center today. And you're right on. That's what we're talking about. We're focusing right on the dashboard of our life, you know, that the little lights and the things that light up to give us warning that things are not as they should be. Sometimes it's just simply a little light saying, hey, the gas is low. You need to get some gas. So you stop and you do it. But sometimes it's the tires are low, or it's going to overheat, or there's got to be an oil change or something that's an indication that there could be a problem. And life is like that as well, isn't it? The life is full of signs and warning lights that, and if we don't stop and if we don't take advantage of those, they can be very destructive in our life. So today we want to be really practical. This is all about intentional living, is helping you discover again today God's beautiful plan, his beautiful intention for your life. It's for good and not evil, right? That's what the scripture says. And sometimes God gives us little warning lights that's a reminder, hey, time to stop and pay attention. And we just kind of blow through because, well, that's just what people do sometimes. In fact, you can join me because I'm asking, this is the question I'm asking. When has God used a warning light to change your life, to really wake you up in your life? Dan, for instance, give you an example. Dan is a powerful example. He got a warning light. He says right now he and his wife are divorcing, and he has hit rock bottom. And he said that on Facebook, he says, allowed God to show me that the way I was living was not Christian. And after some counsel, I've accepted Jesus as my Lord and Savior. He's going to be baptized, he says, coming up here in another couple of weeks, and pray every night that one day his wife would be reconciled to him. So for the wake-up call, hey, there's the check engine light. I've been telling you, problems in the marriage, you know, and the wife leaves. Maybe there's been health signs. Maybe there's been warning lights in your finances or in your own attitude in life. And through that process, what has God done? And the reason we're doing this, here's the purpose for doing this today. There's somebody listening who needs to be mindful of the fact that what they're experiencing today is a wake-up call. It's a warning light that they need to pay attention. And as you share your story, they may say, wow, I get it. You know, something's going on in my life, and maybe today's the day that that warning light will become something they pay attention to. All right, phone line's open. Stephen, you ready to take some calls there at 888-888-1717 is the number, 888-888-1717. Lots of indications in Scripture about warning signs. Jesus, for instance, says in Matthew chapter 16, he's talking to the Pharisees. He says, when it is evening, you say it'll be fair weather, for the sky is red. And in the morning, it'll be foul weather today, for the sky is red and threatening. And then he says, hypocrites. He was good at saying that to the Pharisees, right? Hypocrites. You know how to discern the face of the sky, but you can't discern the signs of the time. You can't discern the signs of the time. And come on, we are so busy today. We're so caught up in our latest, you know, the Final Four coming, you know, the NCAA basketball. Maybe that's your thing. You're caught up in that, or you're caught up in work, or you're caught up in taking care of the kids. And what Jesus is saying here to us, I think the application to us is pay attention to what's going on. You read stuff, but are you reading the important stuff, the right stuff? And maybe you're having constant arguments in your marriage. And you realize, hey, we're just not getting along. That's a sign. That's kind of a red light blinking on the dashboard. Didn't used to be, but maybe that's going on now. Maybe you realize, hey, you know, we used to communicate better in our marriage. We could talk about stuff, and now there's It's like walking on eggshells. That's a red light, isn't it? That shows up on the dashboard of your life. Or maybe you start saying, you know, hey, the finances aren't like they used to be. Something's going on. Spending too much, not paying attention. That's a warning sign. We know the health warning signs, right? You have those signs that eventually get you to the doctor. Or maybe in work, you're finding you're just getting some poor performance reviews. You're not getting the kind of feedback. You're not feeling like you're in the zone. Those are warning signs. I think in many times, not always, but sometimes we get warning signs. People who have illness will say, yeah, I was kind of having symptoms ahead of time. Or people having financial problems saying, yeah, I was having signs ahead of time. So the question is, here's the real question is, when has God used a warning light in your life to really impact and change you? Telephone number is 888-888-1717. And I'll tell you the outcome of all this. You know what? You know why this is important? We would desire for you that you could be saved of some of the unnecessary, stupid pain things that we go through because of our own decisions. Come on now. You know exactly what I'm talking about. And if we can get intentional to start reading the warning lights ahead of time, it can save on some of the unnecessary pain in our life. It'll be a helpful to your family. Some of you, you can have the family that God intended. And frankly, this is a opportunity for these few minutes here at Intentional Living to just live in reality. All right, let's get out of la-la land, get our feet on the ground, see the warning lights in front of us. If we have them, what are we going to do about them? And you can help by sharing your story where others may get a wake-up call today. Facebook or call 888-888-1717. We're going to be back here with some of your calls. We're live here in the studio today and love to have you come and join us. 888-888-1717.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
You think about signs that can predict the future. On the highway, right, you have signs that predict the future. 2 miles will be an exit for a restaurant. 422 miles and you'll be in Los Angeles. So you have a future prediction. You stay on this course, that sign is telling you that far down the road, I can predict that you're going to be in that city or that location. Look at what scripture says in Isaiah, 700 years before the birth of Christ, where Isaiah says, therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign, just like a signpost, saying, listen, behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. There are signs that God gives us that will predict the future.
Yeah, they really will. That's taken directly out of the teaching this month that's on its way to members. If you're a member of the Intentional Living Circle of Friends here, as we walk together through life, doing life together intentionally, the CD is coming your way to say thank you for your faithful gift to the ministry this month. If you're not part of our circle of friends here, come and join us today. As you become a member, we're going to get this one to you, and as well as two of our best-selling books from the Intentional Living Center. It's easy to do. Just go online, when you get to the site, give us the information. Say, hey, I'm with you every month. Join up. Stay with us, and we'll make sure this new member kit comes, plus ongoing teaching each and every month on CD. Simple. Just go to the website, theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com. Click on Donate, and when you're there, I just want to say thank you for standing with us. And I want to just say a word to members. Your ongoing faithfulness, you know, sticking with us, staying with us, is appreciated. I know there's other things in life that come along, and from time to time people need to discontinue support, but right now your support is vital. Thank you for your gifts. It'll be very helpful as we move through this year. Again, just go to theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com, and click on the donate button. When has God used a warning light in your life? What was it? What difference has it made? Let's start in California with Paul, who's on the line. Hey, Paul.
How are you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm great. I'm blessed.
Amen. Tell us about this warning light. What was it, and what have you been learning?
So about a month and a half ago, me and my wife we were talking about stop smoking weed, and she has sugar diabetes, so it affected her. And I was being a bonehead. I didn't listen, you know, for a while. Kept on putting it off, ignoring her. You know, and so it was really on my heart because we had a little vacation, a little mini vacation. It was really cool, really touching. But we went down there. I had to go check on my house down there. And so we went down there. We talked to an evangelist. She was living there previously before the other renters. And so she wanted to see us. So we went and seen her. And this is the trippy part. This is the part I trip out on. There's all three of us there. My wife, my mother-in-law, and myself. And she's sitting directly in front of me. And it seems like she's talking to me. She's talking to all three of us, but it seems like she's talking to me. And so she tells us her story, and it turns out she had sugar diabetes too. And her organs, they stopped on her.
Mm.
And so she went to the hospital, of course. They got her to where she can get out of there again. And then she heard about these two doctors, and they're anti-pro with sugar diabetes. And so she started following them and doing their little recommendation on how to eat and stuff like that.
Hey, Paul, I got callers waiting for me. Bring me home on this. I want to hear the end story. What's the end game on this?
End story was she shared it with us, and we came back. We stopped smoking weed. I reopened my life to God, and now it's amazing. It's just That's amazing great. How God works, what he does in people's lives. And to have your heart open to God and accept what he does in your life is just, it's more than words can say.
Mm. Amen to that. Hey, listen, you just hit on one, medical, and God bless you. Listen, it was, got a physical wake-up call. We get hear that every day. We open the lines for prayer requests, one after another. Cancer, diabetes, accidents, life, we're fragile. And God can use this. He can use these in our life. As a wake-up call. All right. Thank you, Paul. Appreciate it. I just need to move on. I got other calls standing by here I want to get to in a moment. We're talking about wake-up calls. We're talking about, I guess maybe the word picture is those little red lights that go off on the dashboard of your car that warn you that something's not going right. And we get those in our life as well. And God refers to them as signs. And in Scripture, we see signs. And in our lives today, I tell people, don't miss the signs that God brings across our pathway. I think every time we hear of a person who's died, someone in our family, someone we love, we go to a funeral, that should be one of those lights going off to remind us of the brevity of life, of the importance of every breath that we have, that life is a gift from God, that someday we too will be there. We should see every birth, every time you hear of a newborn baby, every time one of our grandchildren was born, or our own children that I had the privilege of being there when they were born. It was a reminder to me. It was another light going off saying, this is a gift from God. It's a precious gift. And use every day, as the Scripture says in Psalm chapter 90, that we should number our days, that we can have a heart after wisdom. You know, every time that we have a failure in life, and Don't waste a failure. Maybe you've been fired from a job, you've failed in a project, you've started a business and it failed, you started a relationship and it failed, and we can get frustrated, but sometimes we need to stop and say, Lord, I want to use this as an opportunity to learn something. Not just to fail, but to fail in a direction where I'm moving in a positive direction to grow in my life. That we would use every opportunity, every failure, every good thing, every challenging things to grow. All right. Is it, I got to make sure I get your name right. Alicia, there we go. Alicia, welcome to the program from Arizona.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. What have you learned? What's a warning light that's gone off that's growing in your life?
Warning lights. I'm sorry. I see warning lights, but I don't really know how to handle it. My husband lost his job a few months ago, and I picked up three. And I'm stressed out, and he's stressed out because he's watching the kids all the time. This week, I found out he actually gambled a bit of money away trying to hope for a lucky streak. And I see the problems here, and I can't figure out to find a solution between my kids and my family.
Well, I'm wondering, Alicia, are you and your husband on the same page? Are you in a full agreement? Do you have a plan? Are you working it together? Or it sounds like maybe you're kind of both trying to work through this individually in your own way, him with his ideas and you with yours?
Well, he's been trying to look for a job, as he told me, and he doesn't want me to work these hours, but we have to get income. I don't know what else to do. I mean, I try to put things for all perspectives. I don't see he sees mine all the time.
Right, but are you guys really in agreement? Have you sat down and put a plan together? Are you working through a plan, or is it you just kind of feeling like you're a rat on a wheel running to try to catch up?
I feel like a rat on a wheel because we're so behind.
Yeah, I understand. I mean, I can understand that, and there are many people listening who've been down that trail. You know, I don't want to minimize the fact that you guys are in a situation that you didn't expect, but here it is. But you probably, did you have warning signs before? I mean, you've always been living on the edge financially?
Not necessarily. He had talked about leaving his job multiple times, but that didn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
He ended up just walking out.
Oh, he left his job?
Impulse. In impulse, he did.
Oh, all right. So, I mean, he was in a situation and he just left his job, which then created the problem, and then he tried to gamble thinking that would help, and that didn't help. How are you feeling about that? How'd you feel about that?
I mean, I found out and I talked to him about it. I tried not to get really upset because he said, you know, he didn't know how to talk to me about it because he knew I was stressed out.
Yeah.
And it feels like it's getting worse. And I'm trying to trust the Lord and see the path, but it's just so hard to see.
Yeah. Well, Alicia, I'll tell you what I'm hearing. I think others may be hearing it too. There's a path, but it's not the path you guys are on right now. You know, leaving a job without knowing where you're going, trying gambling, we know that's a loser path. The fact that he didn't want to talk to you because you're feeling stressed. My encouragement to you, Alicia, is a very basic one. The Bible says that two are better than one because they have a good return for their work. You two need to get on the same page. In other words, you just got to lay the proverbial facts on the table, the cards face up, and say, hey, we got some problems. Got some problems with money, problems with communication, got a lot of stress. Where are we? Of course, from my perspective, this is an opportunity for the two of you to be on the same page spiritually, to know Christ, to know that God is the one that can help you through this and wants to be there for you. I would encourage the two of you to go seek counseling together with a godly person, maybe a pastor or maybe someone who's a godly business financial type person where you could sit down and just have them guide you, not only financially, but also even talk about the spiritual dynamic of all of this. Because this is a fixable problem. I think that's one thing we got to understand. When you feel like there's no way to turn, it's because we've dug a hole so deep, all we see are the sidewalls. And where do you look? Got to look up. That's the only place where the sunlight is. When you dig in a hole, you're not going to see it looking at each other. You got to look up, and there's a spiritual dynamic to say before the Lord, Lord, we can't do this without your help. We need you in the middle of this. I would encourage you, Alicia, to be able to talk to your husband and saying, hey, we've got to sit down with someone together and put a plan together. That would be my counsel for you guys, is to find someone the two of you can go to, share where you are in your marriage, in your finances, because there are people who are, you know, if we take one step away, we can kind of see it in another person, right? Sometimes we get so close to it, we get lost. To take a step back and be able to see, have someone help you see what's going on in your life. We're going to put you up on our prayer list, too. Would you do that, Sally? Pray for Alicia and her husband. We're talking about the check engine light, as it were, on the dashboard of your life. When that light goes off, when has that been used as a warning light to change your life? Come and join us. 888-888-1717.
Intentional Living Center has planned the most amazing vacation for you and your family. Amazing. All you have to do is register, then come, and experience Washington, D.C. like never before. The Intentional Living Washington, D.C. tour brings you face-to-face with our nation's Christian heritage. Expert historians will guide the tour of Washington, D.C.'s most iconic sites, and your family will discover the brand-new Museum of the Bible, 430,000 square feet dedicated to the book that started it all. October will be here before you know it, so make your plans now to join Intentional Living for this once-in-a-lifetime experience. Go to theintentionallife.com/Washington. That's theintentionallife.com/Washington.
Hi, this is Dr. Kevin Lehman with advice on how you can become an intentional parent. Have you ever been around a child who's drawing a picture or doing a project and all of a sudden they stop in frustration and they want to tear up the picture or destroy whatever they're working on? You know, when you see that in children, especially young children, you know that you're dealing with a little perfectionist, a kid who's showing the signs that unless life's perfect, I'm not going to be handling it very well. Let me share with you the truth about perfectionism, and that is perfectionism is slow suicide. It really is. If you're looking for perfection, look toward Jesus Christ. He's the perfect one. You and I are destined for imperfection. So when your child is frustrated and he says, oh, this is no good, don't do what most parents say and say, now, Buford, why do you say that? That's a beautiful picture of whatever that is. No, it'd be much more prudent of you just to say, honey, I'm sorry you see it that way. Tell you the truth, I like it. Turn your back and walk away.
All right. Hey, that's Dr. Kevin Lehman. Good advice. Listen, that's one thing Kevin is known for, really practical stuff. And so how many of you raise your hand? Remember, Kevin and I working together, Parent Talk, over the years. Wrote books, traveled, spoke, did a radio program for a number of years. Well, Kevin and I are having a reunion tour, and you heard me mention two cities, Albuquerque, coming up on April the 7th. We're going to talk about marriage and parenting. We're going to take the whole morning, 8:30 until 12:30, let you out for the afternoon for your family, and we're going to really unpack what it means to be intentional with your kids, with the little ones, the teenagers, with your marriage, how to be intentional. Albuquerque, April 7th, Glendale, April 21st. Two Saturdays, April 7 in Albuquerque, April 21st in Glendale. And based on the numbers I'm seeing, Glendale, listen, just a word to Glendale, the Glendale Nazarene Church, it appears we're going to sell out early. And so just a word. And the Gold Circle tickets are, going really fast. Albuquerque, we got some room, April 7th, we're at Hoffmantown Church, big auditorium. But listen, get your tickets today, Albuquerque. All brand new stuff. We've been there with our conferences, but Kevin and I together, been a long time, and we're looking forward to it. Albuquerque, April 7th. Be a great place to come and visit as well. Hoffmantown Church, April 7th. Get your tickets at theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com. Just a word about Alicia. She was calling and talking about, I could hear in her heart the pain. I mean, there's nothing worse than financial stress. There's a lot of stress there. And it got me thinking, her husband, probably with good intentions, right? Thinking, well, maybe I could get it, you know, throw out a few bucks and make it big in gambling. We know where that leads. And the reality is sometimes when we get a warning light, let's be honest, when we get a warning light, instead of stopping and saying, wait a minute, what's going on here and how did I get into this problem and now what do I have to do, we hurry up and try to keep digging. We keep doing stuff. If you stop, one of the first things we say, if you're digging a hole, stop digging. When the little light comes out, that's on the board of your life, that's a time to say, wait a minute, well, how'd that happen? Where'd that come from? We're not going to blame somebody. Blame, you know, Washington. You can't blame the Capitol. You can't blame your pastor or blame your spouse. Just to stop and say, okay, let's just have an opportunity to really be mindful this moment of what's happening. How'd we get here? What do we need to do? What is God teaching me through this? I think that's a great question. Lord, what do you want me to learn at this moment? And what steps should I be taking from here that will honor you? That's where we're headed. You know, we're talking today about when the light goes off. And when it does, listen, you better pay attention. Here's a 30-day challenge for you. Can I give you a 30-day challenge? This is what intentional living is all about, 30 days. I'm going to encourage you for the next 30 days. I'm going to use a word that's it's popular today, mindfulness. Okay. Now, for the Christian, that has a different meaning than it does secular world. To the Christian, mindfulness is really understanding would be, God, what I'm just very aware at this moment that something's not right. Lord, what are you trying to teach me at this moment? What am I mindful of this moment that you want me to learn through this, as we're calling it, that warning light that goes off on the dashboard of my life? Do that for 30 days. Keep a journal even. Write down what you're sensing and what you're learning. We'd love to hear what it is. Share it with us so we can pray with you. Well, I hear the theme. I'm out of here. Listen, we're going to leave the phone lines open, though, because we're going to record another program that's going to air another time, I think next month sometime, on this very topic about warning lights and change. What's been a warning light in your life, and what have you learned through it? Give us a call, 888-888-1717. I want to thank those of you who are joining us in support. The teaching you just heard is on CD, the entire teaching. And it's our gift to our members this month. If you're not a member, come and join us. Again, check out the upcoming conferences for Albuquerque and for Phoenix. All of that available at theintentionallife.com. Thank you for being a part of the Intentional Living family. And we'll see you again next time right here from the Intentional Living Center.